This week's overseas correspondent on the line from Khartoum in Sudan is Reem Abbas. Kia ora, Reem. Welcome back to Nights.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well and lovely to hear from you. What's the situation at the moment with COVID-19 in your country?
Yeah, so actually Sudan was one of the worst hit countries in the region compared to its neighboring countries. And December and January were particularly stressful for Sudan. We lost a lot of people. We lost over 100 doctors during that period alone, which is a very big number for Sudan. Yesterday, we just got our first shipment of the vaccination as part of the COVAX, the COVAX facility, which is an arrangement that richer countries provide this vaccination for poorer countries. And since Sudan is a low-income country, we got the vaccination, our first shipment, about just a little less of a million, actually, shots. And hopefully this will be, it will go to the target population, which is the elderly and the medical or the healthcare staff.
No, I don't know if that's going to go. I think that is gone. Sometimes you wonder if it will come back, but it's not. I was just checking the cases. I was thinking, did I hear that right? 100 doctors alone? That's a terrible death toll in the health system. The number of deaths at the moment in Sudan from COVID-19 is 1,895. Are you there, Reem?
Yes, I am back, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, we lost you for a moment.
Yes, I'm sorry. So our line has been a little difficult, the internet, and we've had some internet issues in the past few weeks. But yes, I'm saying that things are finally looking up for Sudan, just like it is for some countries in the world.
No, it could be one of those nights, couldn't it? And it's not bad, that line, when we get through. But then it just spits a dummy. It's as if it's, oh, that's too good. I'm going to switch off now. So, no, I think we've got her again, have we? Reem, you're still there?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
No, she can't hear me this time.
Hello?
I can hear her. Can you hear me, Reem?
Hello?
No, she can't hear me. So I could hear some beeping in the background. I hope she's not going out in the middle of the street to get a better signal. That could be fatal. We were trying to talk to Reem Abbas, our overseas correspondent in Sudan, and he was saying, alas, the internet has been playing tricks with people in Sudan. I'm guessing that that's a little bit worse than the first world problems we might have to deal with here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Fourth time lucky. Can you hear me, Reem?
Yes, I'm back.
Good.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, look, don't apologise. So one thing, I'll try and get this question out, Reem. Did you say that 100 doctors had died from COVID-19 in Sudan?
Yes, over 100 doctors. And this was only in the period between November and January. November 2020 and January 2021.
And that's a terrible death toll for the health system. That suggests to me that your hospitals were completely overrun.
Absolutely. Many of them are actually like senior doctors, so doctors that were very much needed. And definitely the healthcare system has been affected, and it was already understaffed. And at the same time, because the doctors, like many of the junior doctors, were not getting paid, so as the COVID-19 pandemic was happening, we actually had a lot of doctors striking because they were not paid for a little under a year. So it was a very difficult situation because they had their demands and they had to continue their strike because their situation was unclear and they were not getting paid. And so it was a situation where many of the doctors, many of the hospitals, were lacking medical staff.
Overall deaths just short of 1,900, 1,900 now.
Yes, but I think it is much higher. I think it is much higher because testing in Sudan is not very good. I mean, a lot of people don't get tested. And I feel that also outside Khartoum, it's even much worse. A few months ago, there was a report that was written by a team of researchers from Sudan and from the UK, and they put the number of infections in Khartoum state alone at 20%, okay? So if the numbers of infection in Khartoum state alone is 20%, and there are over 13 million people living in Khartoum state, then this is then we basically have over 2 million cases. So if we have over 2 million cases, then I would say that the number of deaths is going to be much more higher than the, than that 1900. But a lot of the cases, a lot of people don't get tested. A lot of people don't even make it to the hospital. And a lot of people have died, and they have not been tested after, before their...
No, there she goes again. Just as that was quite a good line there. That was how I think we kept that going for about 3 minutes. I do apologise for this, but on the other hand, it's just one of the things we try to do on nights. We try to go to places that other programs don't. Sometimes that involves getting a line which is... The frustrating thing is it's quite a clear line. It's just a line that gives up the ghost every now and then. Are you there, Reem?
Yes, I'm back.
Yes. Every time you get a little bit better.
I was saying that, I mean, and this is one of the things that we have been going through in the past few months. So we have power cuts, every day, and sometimes they're for, over 10 hours. And I think this really affects the connection, the network, and internet, of course. So it's been a struggle, I would say.
Why so many power cuts, Reem? Why are you losing power all the time?
Yes, Sudan has always had a power problem. I mean, we have a power deficiency because we don't generate enough power. So they have to basically cut off the electricity for a period of time for some neighborhoods to give other neighborhoods power. And for this to be solved, it will take a very long time. The government is already planning to do this, but this needs to build more stations to generate power. And it also requires maintaining and spending a lot of money on buying, different equipment to maintain the already existing power station. And this is a very long-term process. So this is basically part of the legacy of the old regime, that we have to deal with a lot of problems in a very short period of time. And so this is basically the legacy of the old regime, that we have to deal with a lot of problems in a very period of time with very little, the economy basically, in shambles.
Reem, if you can hear me, now, how many vaccines has Sudan got now? You've got a population of close to 43 million. How many vaccines do you have?
Yes. We yesterday we received just a little under 1 million, so about 800,000 to 820,000 vaccinations.
Are you confident that people in Sudan will want to be vaccinated? Is there any movement against vaccination in your country?
Yes, absolutely, there is. I mean, I feel that there is a lot of misinformation. There's a huge misinformation campaign going on, and it's definitely very strong. I mean, and part of it is telling people that COVID does not exist, that COVID is just, basically a ploy that is used by the regime because it's unable to provide the basic needs of people. And this is why, in Sudan, people have not really abided by the health regulations and, wearing masks and so on. And this is also why the numbers have risen, in the past few months, because a lot of people were against the lockdown. A lot of people were very confused about the different, about what's happening, basically. And at the same time, there is a campaign that is telling people that, do not get vaccinated because, if you get vaccinated, then as a woman, you're not going to be able to have kids, and vaccinations are a ploy just to kill people, in different parts of the world to really control the population. It's a ploy for population control. And this misinformation campaign, unfortunately, is very big because a lot of people get their news on WhatsApp. And on WhatsApp, you just get forwards all the time all kinds of people saying crazy things, and people just keep forwarding them, and the people keep sharing those messages without really fact-checking, you know? So, and it's so, and so a lot of people get the news on WhatsApp. So if you have accurate information that is circulated on TV and on radio and on, like, different, you know, media outlets, it just doesn't get the same buzz. So I am concerned that some people are going to refuse getting, you know, vaccinated. And I'm already, this is a conversation that some people that are unfortunately more privileged and educated in Sudan are saying. So this is very concerning. And I feel that the government needs to invest a lot of resources to counteract.
Reem, I think we've lost you again. And I think this time it might not be worth getting Reem back. Because it's 3 minutes to 10. But that was a good run. Reem Abbas, our correspondent in Sudan.